Good day, everyone. It's good to be with you again for this second Authentic Power Learning Community session of the new Authentic Power Learning Community.
We're really excited to be here with you this morning. And if it's this morning for you, whatever time it is, we're excited to be on this live video with you. So we wanted to talk to you about, well, you know, we've been thinking.
Let's start with the circle.
Oh, let's do that. And I do want to thank you for greeting our team. Thank you so much. And you can hear there's some static on the line. We noticed that there was this morning. I think it has to do with the rains that are happening at our house. So I hope you can hear us well, even though there is static. So notice that there will be that sometime. Hopefully it'll stop. Okay, so let's see if we can take some silence. It may be silence and static, but let's see what happens.
Well, we have a very interesting session planned for you this morning and for us. And what we want to talk about this morning is a different way of looking at spiritual partnership. I think you're going to enjoy it.
So, as you know, spiritual partnership and both spiritual partnership and authentic power are new concepts as well as new in the human experience. So we've been thinking a lot about that because it takes time to learn about those concepts, not only just to learn about them, but to actually change yourself. You have to practice and practice and practice. So it's quite an undertaking, but it's really why we're here. I know for sure that's why I'm here. To create authentic power and be in spiritual partnership. And we want to share with you a number of things that we've been experiencing and a number of ideas that we thought were really would be supportive to you. And I know many of you came to the Journey to the Soul, so we'll be wanting to hear more from you today, too, about your experiences. But we'll talk about that later. We'll do that on the on the conference call part of the video of the call.
So we want to remind you that even though you know about spiritual partnership and it may be becoming familiar to you, we want to remind you that it's a very new concept and a very new experience for almost everyone in the Earth School. And that's why, even though you may think that you understand it and you think that you're implementing it, it can't hurt to hear some of the things you've heard before and to hear some new things from a different perspective. You know, when I wrote my first book on quantum physics, it happened because I went to a meeting of physicists at the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory, which some of you already know, and I got so excited there because of what I heard. Physicists asking whether or not they were creating the reality they're experimenting with, which bears a lot on creating authentic power, doesn't it? Then they began to discuss concepts of quantum physics. It was so exciting to me. I could barely wait to get home. I could hardly contain myself. But when I got home, there was no way that I could replicate, even to myself, those concepts. Well, authentic power and spiritual partnership may be something like that for you. You think you understand it. It's very exciting. But when you try to explain it, you find that your understanding isn't as complete or as accurate as you would like it to be. So that's what we're going to discuss today.
Or actually, it's not just when you think you understand it and you find out you don't. It's when you start to implement it and practice it, you realize that that you thought you did understand it, but when you try to do it, when you try to create authentic power or be in a spiritual partnership, you're not sure exactly what to do, or you have frightened parts that come up that stop you from doing that.
So when you're creating authentic power, that's something that only you can do for yourself. And you can do it every time you're upset, every time you recognize a frightened part of your personality. However, it accelerates your spiritual growth very much if you have someone who can remind you when they think that you might be in a frightened part of your personality, even if you don't think that you are. And that person, of course, is a spiritual partner. And that's why spiritual partners are so important. In fact, they're actually essential. Because I strive to create authentic power all of the time. But when I'm by myself, sometimes I'm not aware of when I'm in a frightened part of my personality. And sometimes, even when I'm with a spiritual partner like Linda, I'm not aware. But when she is a spiritual partner to me, she will remind me. She will say, "Beloved, did what you just say come from love, or did it come from fear?" Or she'll ask me if I'm in a frightened part of my personality, and that will remind me. And if it irritates me, then I know for sure that my beloved is reminding me of something that I want to experience and I want to challenge. Now, there's another very helpful tool that the Authentic Power Learning Community gives you, and that is the Online Spiritual Partnership Community. This is a beautiful forum. And we encourage you to use this forum and to experiment with it. First of all, to experiment with using a forum if you're new to if you're new to what a forum is. And secondly, to experiment with sharing. Next, to experiment with listening to what you can learn from your fellow students. And then, even more exciting, experiment with interacting with your fellow students. Is something happening with you and you like to discuss it? Do you have a question? Do you think that you might be in a frightened part of your personality or a loving part of your personality? Well, if so, the forum is a great way to connect with people and to begin to experiment with creating authentic power with the assistance of spiritual partners. Of course, it's always better to be with a spiritual partner in person. That's what the small breakout groups are for. But at any time...
You mean the small breakout groups that we have
at this gathering,
right?
Exactly.
I do love that possibility of people practicing with each other in small groups, and I'm excited about that, that we'll be doing that again today, later on.
So now we come to the topic of this session.
Can I just say one more thing about Power Learning Community? I'm really excited about that because there's so many things you can do besides this monthly call that we do. It's actually a live video event, and then there's a call afterward with questions and answers and sharing from all of you, and then small group breakout groups so that you can actually practice with each other how to create authentic power and be in spiritual partnership. So that's a really wonderful part of the Authentic Power Learning Community, but there are many other parts online. And if you haven't had time to look at that very much, I would recommend that you look at all the new things that are going on. In fact, if you notice, you would have gotten an email saying APLC updates this week that will tell you all the new things that we've added to it. So we're going to be adding new things to this forum and to this whole APLC website. So I'm really looking forward to you keeping abreast of that. And also, as Gary talked about, going to the forum, because the forum, the spiritual partnership forum, I would say, spiritual partnership community forum, where you can write to each other back and forth real time if you want to, or right whenever in the middle of the night if a thought comes to you, and then another person can write back to you and say what they're experiencing about that. It's a really wonderful way all the time, ongoingly, being able to practice spiritual partnership and creating authentic power yourself. So, beloved, let's come to the topic of what we're going to speak about today.
Absolutely, but you reminded me of something. It is so, I think, exciting to keep abreast of what we are posting on the APLC. This is something that we haven't done before. We are now posting new videos, new material, every 2 weeks. And every time we do, we're going to send you an email. And when you get that email, it'll show you some of the things that we posted, not all of them. It'll give you a little teaser. then you can go to the APLC website just by clicking on this email, and you'll see featured teaching, recently added teachings. Excuse me. Now, the reason it's good to keep abreast is because once we replace those videos with new videos in another 2 weeks, they go into a database. You'll always be able to access them. But here's the thing. You'll have to go to the category list and click on a category that you think that video talks about in order to bring it up. Here's something else you can do when you're watching a video, if you like it. Bookmark that in your browser. But you'll always be getting new videos, new material, every 2 weeks. And you'll always have access to them, as long as you are a member of the APLC.
So everyone, I see we're still having a little static. I'm really hoping that you can hear above the static, but I have a feeling that you probably can, because we've got these microphones on that really raise the quality, the loudness of our voice, so you should be able to hear anyway. I do want to know about that. If you're having trouble, just email us and let us know at aplc@seatofhissoul.com, and we'll do our best to fix this new issue that we have. So anyway, beloved, let's talk about what we want to talk about today. It's so exciting to me.
Yes, we have a way of looking at spiritual partnership that we haven't suggested to you before, although I think that you probably recognize this before. But being a spiritual partner is an act of love. It takes an act of love for you to support a spiritual partner, because you don't know what the spiritual partner is going to say, if the spiritual partner is going to react, or if the spiritual partner is going to withdraw, if you'll lose a relationship, if they'll get angry. So in order to be a spiritual partner, you have to care enough about the person you're supporting to support that person.
It also takes an act of love to receive whatever your spiritual partner might say to you, for you to stay open, even if you're in a frightened part of your personality and they've recognized that, for you to open yourself to hear what they have to say, to do your best to do that, because you know that they have your growth in mind.
So how often since the last session have you supported someone as a spiritual partner? How often since the last session have you asked for the support of a spiritual partner? If the answer is not often, then I suggest that you begin to experiment, because no one is going to experiment for you. Some of your spiritual partners may call you and ask for their support, but it's going to benefit you when you reach out to ask people to be your spiritual partner. Spiritual partnership is such a new relationship dynamic that there's really nothing like it that precedes it. Your friends won't help you be a spiritual partner. Your neighbors won't help you grow spiritually. Your coworkers won't help you. Only your spiritual partners will. Even your family members won't help you unless you become spiritual partners with them.
In other words, unless they're creating authentic power themselves, they won't even know how to be a spiritual partner. They won't even understand what that means. But you, as long as you understand what that means, you can begin to create authentic power, and you will be attracting people to you who also want to be spiritual partners with you. And that is so exciting. I mean, that's what I saw happening at the Journey to the Soul. People were coming together and learning how to create authentic power themselves and how to be spiritual partners with each other. And it's not that it's perfect every time you begin to have an interaction with someone, but you're learning. And if you're using the spiritual partnership guidelines, or we'll call them the authentic power guidelines, because first you have to be creating authentic power before you can be a spiritual partner to anyone. Even though we sometimes refer to them as the spiritual partnership guidelines, which is the same, they're the same guidelines. But we just like to remind people that first you have to be creating authentic power before you can be a spiritual partner to someone else. So you have to be following those guidelines to do that, to have and actually have a conscious interaction with someone. So we really encourage you to continue on those. And beloved, I thought, you know, maybe what we could do is talk about several experiences we've had in the last, actually the last less than a week, actually, that really point to spiritual partnership.
Yes, and they point to more than just a spiritual partnership with you and another person. They point to how a spiritual partnership can transform all of the collectives in which you are participating.
Mm.
In other words, until now, we've mostly spoken about spiritual partners as supporting one another in creating authentic power. That means giving permission to your spiritual partners to suggest to you when they think you might be in a frightened part of your personality. But as you begin to introduce spiritual partnership into your life, you also begin to introduce it, when appropriate, into the lives of those around you. And individuals who join in spiritual partnership not only transform their own relationships, they begin to transform the collectives of which they are a part. Can you imagine a world of spiritual partnership at the level of nations? Can you imagine a world of spiritual partnership even at the level of neighborhoods? It's a remarkable world, and it's a world that's calling to us now. What Linda was talking about, I think one of the examples she was thinking about was one that we had when we were with our granddaughter.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is that what you're thinking?
It was one of them, yes.
Okay, our granddaughter, whom some of you at the Journey to the Soul have met, is in college now. That's a little bit hard for me to believe, but she actually is. And she's playing collegiate volleyball. This is really very interesting to watch. Volleyball is a much more sophisticated sport than I ever dreamed that it was. It's a fluid and dynamic sport. There's no way that an individual can be assigned to a position on the court because no one knows where the ball is going to go next. So the players are always shifting position to support one another, to receive the ball, to set it up, to give it to someone who's going to hit it across the net. And they're always moving wherever they have to move to support another player or to cover an empty patch of court. And at the same time, they are implementing a complex strategy. Now, this is what good volleyball teams do anyway. But sometimes there are undercurrents that you can't see when you're watching a game. For example, there might be competition between a couple of the players. It might be that when a player misses a point, that player feels defeated or rejected. You can see this in athletes all the time.
For instance, if a player is serving and they hit the net instead of go over the net.
That's right.
They miss a point.
That's right. So if a serve goes into the net and loses a point, what if it's a match point and it loses a match? Then that player often feels as though they have really let down the team, let down themselves, let down the fans, let down the school. And you know, and I know, and Linda knows that this is the experience of a frightened part of the personality if that happens. If that player is on a team that has become a spiritual partnership, then her partners can help her see that that's the case and that she doesn't have to be controlled by that. Sometimes have you seen an athlete make a mistake and then be so harsh on herself or himself that his game falls apart for the rest of the period. This is common because these people don't have the tools of creating authentic power, and they don't recognize that the severe humiliation and pain and disappointment in themselves that they're feeling is only the experience of one part of their personality, and they don't have to be controlled by it. So, So when a team, like a volleyball team, like our granddaughter's volleyball team, becomes a spiritual partnership, that means that they can start to support one another as spiritual partners, not necessarily on the court when the match is in, when the ball's in play. But these athletes are around each other all the time.
You know, I was thinking about one thing, beloved. While we're talking about a volleyball team, but I think you could be thinking about what happens in your family when something happens. And one person feels bad because they didn't come through with what they were supposed to, or a coworker They didn't do the job the way they needed to, and their energy becomes they are in frightened parts of their personality. And what do you do when that happens? And are you really in a spiritual partnership with your coworkers and your family members? So you can look at it from there, not just the volleyball team, but in any always.
That's right. And what happens when a parent or a sibling judges you for doing something they don't want you to do? Because they're identified with what you do and they're embarrassed if you do something that they don't approve of. These are the kind of dynamics that happen frequently in families. In fact, family dynamics are the most challenging dynamics, interactions between family members, because you and your parents have agreements as souls prior to your incarnations to assist one another in spiritual growth, and you are with one another continually, especially during the first years of your life. So these interactions activate frightened as well as loving parts of your personality that are important for you to recognize and challenge or cultivate as the case requires. Can you imagine what this experience would be if your biological family or your adopted family became a spiritual partnership? In most cases, this doesn't exist. I don't know of any volleyball teams that are spiritual partnerships, including our granddaughters. I hope that she'll be helpful in beginning to change that. I suspect that she will, because she loves creating authentic power and she loves being in spiritual partnership. But I am really looking forward to seeing the transformation that occurs in all collectives. That means neighborhoods, families, athletic teams, co-workers, classmates, and the world. What will happen when the world becomes a collective of 8 billion individuals, each of which are in overlapping numerous circles, and each of those circles is a spiritual partnership? That's our potential, but we can't get there unless we start at the beginning, which is creating authentic power, and only you can create authentic power. So that's where it begins, and that's why spiritual partnership is inseparable from creating authentic power. Spiritual partnership is a partnership between equals for the purpose of creating authentic power. And if you're not creating authentic power, you won't create spiritual partnerships, and you won't be able to, because creating authentic power is the raison d'etre. It's the reason for the creation of the spiritual partnership. If you're not interested in creating authentic power, if you're not doing it, if you're embarrassed to do it, if you're not committed to do it, if you only want to play around with it, well, it can't hurt you in any way. But if you want to accelerate your spiritual growth, then the first thing you need to do is to learn about authentic power, what it is, why it's important, and how to create it. Well, you've pretty much done that. Now, the next thing is you have to do it. You actually have to bring it into your life, because spiritual transformation, life transformation, is not an event. It's an incremental process that requires commitment. It's a developmental process, and every time you ask somebody to help you create authentic power, that's an increment. Every time you challenge a frightened part of your personality that you recognize yourself, that's an increment. Step by step, choice by choice, decision by decision, you create authentic power. And as you have spiritual partners, you can help them do that, and they help you do that. We had an example of that, did we not?
Yeah, I was thinking of an example. I've got a couple.
Okay.
So, one of them was the other day. Gary was we were at some friend. We were at a friend's house, who actually wanted to be spiritual partners with us. And I was explaining something, and Gary interrupted me a couple of times to say something that I knew was coming from fear in him. So I later on, I just, in a few minutes after we stopped that talk, I went over to him and I said, "Beloved, do you think that what you were, when you were interrupting me, that was coming from love or fear?" And he knew right away it was coming from fear. And then what happened after that?
Oh, it was obvious to me that it was coming from fear. I never would speak to Linda like that if I were aware of what I was doing. But I was in a frightened part of my personality. It was impatient and it was judgmental. And that's what I was doing with Linda, being impatient with her and being judgmental. hardly something that I want to do, something I very much do not and intend not to do. Fortunately, my beloved is my spiritual partner. She didn't ignore it and carry on. She didn't become upset and angry and make me wrong. Instead, she suggested that I might be in a frightened part of my personality. She suggested that what I was saying and how I was saying it might be coming from fear instead of from love. And she was exactly right. Thank you, beloved.
Oh, you're welcome, beloved. But what I think is really wonderful is what happened after that.
Oh, yes. What happened was, this was before everyone else came over. It was a potluck gathering at a friend's house. And we were there.
Who wants to be a spiritual partner.
Who wants to be a spiritual partner with us. And we and the friend were there together when this happened. And Linda and I had this interaction, and she supported me. Then other friends started to arrive, and the evening began. And then we and this friend were the last people to see each other, because everyone else left, and we hadn't left yet, and we were there with our friend again. And I asked him if he remembered the way that I spoke with Linda at the beginning of the evening. And he did, once I reminded him of it. Of course he did. It was impossible to forget, but most people overlook those things because it's embarrassing or it makes them uncomfortable. But he remembered. And I invited him to be my spiritual partner and use that as an example of how he could be in the future. Whenever he sees something in me that he thinks that I might not see and that I would want to see or benefit from seeing if I did, I invited him to let me know about it. In other words, to let me know if he thinks that I might be in a frightened part of my personality or in a loving part of my personality so that I could cultivate it. But in this case, a frightened part of my personality. Well, also in this case, Linda did be my spiritual partner. She did remind me. But here's the thing. He was so excited at that invitation. He said, yes, yes, I want to go deeper. So you may find that you have people in your life who feel the same way as soon as they begin to get a sense of what creating authentic power is and what spiritual partnership is. And you can invite them to be your spiritual partner. In other words, you might experiment with how to do that. One way would be, if you're doing it for the first time, to ask for their support. Ask them to support you.
Mm-hmm.
If they think that they see something that in you is a frightened part of your personality active, to remind you of it in an appropriate way, and you can even suggest some ways.
Yeah, give examples of frightened parts that sometimes come up for you so that they'll have an idea of what you're talking about. They'll understand.
And then if there's an interest, if there's an engagement, then that's really good, because then eventually you can see if they would be interested in your supporting them. And often what I've discovered, they will invite me to support them once they are supporting me. And that is the genesis of a spiritual partnership. And there's no limit to where you can go in terms of depth or intimacy if both of you begin to understand how exceptional a spiritual partnership is and how much it accelerates your spiritual growth, which means how much it accelerates your ability to move beyond the control of your fears and into the joy of your love.
So, beloved, I do want to say a little bit more, because the topic, what we said is being a spiritual partner is an act of love. And so I wanted to say that when Gary started talking to our friend about being able to be a spiritual partner to him, if he sees Gary or me or anyone in, you know, or either of us anyway, in frightened parts of our personality, that we want him to say something, he was so excited and so, you could tell he just came alive. He was so excited to be able to talk at that depth. That's what he really wants. And I think you'll find that a lot of people in your life may want that, or at least some of them will want that. And you'll be surprised, because they won't say that to you because they don't even know that it's possible. But when they begin to see that it's possible, like our friend was so enlivened by it. He was just like thrilled. He wants to do that. He wants a deeper connection. And I felt that deeper connection with him at that moment. Before, it had been, the whole evening had been a little bit surface. when we were all together with several people. We didn't. It was a wonderful evening, but it was pretty surface. There wasn't really a lot of depth.
It was engaging. It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was informative. We were talking about a new diet that we're all experimenting with. But that's not enough. Eventually, the soul wants to go deeper.
Yes, indeed.
Wants to go into the matter of your life. Wants to go into the reason you are in the Earth School, and that reason is to grow spiritually. And as you grow, as you begin to use your multisensory perception, you see that the way to grow spiritually is through your emotional awareness and responsible choice. That is how you are evolved. That is how you are maturing as a personality, and you are assisting your soul in its evolution through the process of emotional awareness and responsible choice. That's something that we'll cover in much more depth in future sessions. But right now, we want to remind you that being a spiritual partner is an act of love. And spiritual partnership is the process of co-creating consciously with love instead of co-creating unconsciously with fear.
Absolutely. And Livid, let's get on the call with everyone, the conference call with everyone. So we're going to end this part of the streaming video now, and we're going to join you on the teleconference call. So you can close your windows and call in to Maestro, and it'll take us probably a couple of minutes to do this too, and then we'll join you on the teleconference call, and we're really looking forward to that. See you in a few minutes. Hello, everyone. We're on the call again. We're on the teleconference part of the call now. We're looking forward to being with you. And we're going to begin to take soon. We're going to be taking questions and sharing about your experiences of spiritual partnership as an act of love, things that you have experienced, things that you've noticed, or even times when you could have been a spiritual partner and you weren't. So I'm just going to open it up to that kind of a question to be thinking about that. So what I want you to do is, if you have an experience that you'd like to share about or a question about spiritual partnership, please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad on your phone, and we'll come to the questions soon. But I just wanted to let you know about that. So that's and also, if you've had any new insights since this session about spiritual partnership, if it reminded you of anything or supported you, just let us know. So in other words, anytime you want, just press 1, and we'll be calling on people soon. So that's what I have to say about that. And I wanted to say there was one other thing that we didn't have time to talk about when we were on the call itself. So and that was that we had another experience of spiritual partnership that was really very interesting and helpful the other day. So we had someone come over who was helping us with something. And they came over, they were on time, and everything was going well. And they realized that they brought the wrong thing. They brought the completely wrong thing, and they couldn't go back and get what they were planning to do.
They brought the wrong piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Our friend thought he had brought one hard drive, but he brought another one which looked identical but didn't have the same information on it.
So so what happened is that I walked out when this was happening. We were standing outside, and I could see that he was really upset about this. That I could see his face was getting red. He was feeling like, I could tell he was feeling really embarrassed about this and upset. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you think is going on right now with you? I asked him, you know, if he noticed where he was feeling it and what was going on. He said that he felt, you know, really bad because he had brought the wrong thing, and now that what he had planned to do, he couldn't do. And he would have to put it off for another time. And I just asked him to notice where he was feeling that. in his body and to notice what kind of thoughts he was having, because he seemed really open to listening to this. So otherwise I wouldn't have done that, but he seemed very open. And we've known him for a while, so we knew that he was probably open. And we've talked to him a little bit about this before. So it was so beautiful what happened, because he was really starting to feel really bad, and I could tell he was really withdrawing from us and feeling bad. And so he was really in a frightened part of his personality that did not want to look at anything, did not want to, you know, just wanted to push everything away and kind of go into a hole. But I kept asking him about this, and he was open. And so I said, you know, what happens whenever you have a reaction like this is that your frightened part pulls away. Or, I mean, it could do other things too, but in his case, it was pulling away from us and feeling embarrassed and kind of making himself invisible almost.
He was also making himself very wrong. This was the thing that was familiar to him. I did it. I messed up again. I've let Gary and Linda down. I'm supposed to be a professional. And this happened. That is the frightened part of his personality that became active when he realized that he brought the wrong hard drive.
So I asked him if he was open to looking at it deeper, and so he said that he was. And so I said that frightened part of your personality that you feel right now, and that it's got you involved in its thoughts and feeling bad and letting us down and all of that, is covering up something even deeper. It's covering up the pain of powerlessness, which you could decide to feel that rather than go into this, what this frightened part of your personality wants you to do, which is to kind of become invisible, try to make the world different than it is. In other words, he was pursuing external power because he was involved in this frightened part of his personality rather than looking clearly. So he said he would see if he could feel deeper. And for the purpose of challenging this part of his personality that wanted him to withdraw away, move away from us, to distance himself from us. So he said he would be open to feeling deeper. And what happened after that, beloved? Because I wasn't there at that point.
Well, I think for the first time in his life, he really felt what was underneath that experience, which he already recognized as extraordinarily painful, the experience of humiliation, letting people down, not being professional. But I think it was the first time that he actually felt the physical sensations in his body. Nobody had ever walked him through that before. So, what do you think is in your throat? And he said, oh, I've got a constriction in my throat. It hurts. It's in the center of my throat, just below my Adam's apple. And he had specific sensations in his chest area, one, in fact. And that's all he could feel were those two. But it was the first time that he'd ever even thought about looking for physical sensations. It's the first time that he ever experimented with developing emotional awareness. And he started to cry. But it wasn't because of the pain that he was feeling. That was significant. But I think because he was seeing the depth and power of this frightened part of his personality. And
it has controlled him all of his life.
And maybe I didn't ask him what the tears were for, because I didn't want to take his attention away from what he was doing in the moment. But it was good. They were good tears. He was so very grateful. And he gave me the longest hug that I think a professional has ever given a client. And said he's so grateful to be working with us, and he has no doubt that this is where he's supposed to be. So we have a spiritual partner. He said several times, thank you. And I said several times, you're welcome. And I said, someday you can do the same for me. Perhaps you can do the same for me.
Well, I just love that. It really shows how spiritual partnership is an act of love, doesn't it? It really shows it really clearly, because I know that he feels a lot closer to us because of that deep experience, rather than he would have went away feeling bad about himself and feeling more distance from us, which has probably happened many times in his career. So it was really wonderful that that we were able to have that kind of an interaction. So we just wanted to show you, you know, how things can happen in different places. We talked about the volleyball team, even though we didn't just how the possibilities we're beginning to see about how being spiritual partners on a team, how that could impact everyone on the team in terms of their ability to cooperate, their connection with each other, not just that they're working together as a team while they're on the court, but afterward too, that they really deepen their connection with each other because they're being real with each other instead of caretaking each other or blaming each other. You know, it's something quite different. And also our experience with our friend, inviting him to be our spiritual partner when he saw something that he didn't say because he didn't even realize that he could say something. And then with our professional friend who had an experience that he didn't expect because of something that happened that he wasn't planning to have happen, which was to forget something. So anyway, I wanted to say that I want to hear from you now, though, because I'm just going to call. I mean, if you want to ask questions, that's fine. But I think I just want to call on some people, beloved.
All right.
I see your name.
If you have. But I also want you to be able to ask questions if you like. So
of course.
Yeah, we also want to take questions and sharing about your experiences of spiritual partnership as an act of love, and that may be retroactively looking at your interactions as a spiritual partner
mm-hmm.
and seeing if you can see that interaction as an act of love. And now, beloved, who would you like to call on?
Well, you know, I was thinking I saw all of you are on mute right now, but I'd like to open it up to, I saw Lane here somewhere, and I just wanted to say hi to you and see how you're doing and see how you've been since the journey. So, Lane, you have a microphone that's open now, and if your phone is muted, you can unmute it and talk to us right now. Hello,
well,
Lane.
Good morning. It's great to hear your voice. It's great to hear both of your voices. We're doing good.
Thank
Jamie
you.
And I are both doing great.
Oh, that's
Hello,
wonderful.
Lainey. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie and Lane. So, Lane, can you give us anything that's happened since you've been back from the journey that we want to hear about?
Yeah, you know, life has changed for both of us. And, you know, I guess for me personally, you know, the biggest challenge I think that I've worked through and still working through and probably always will is just that, you know, I own companies and so I have a lot of employees. And so to take this new spiritual growth that I'm working through, to take it to work and to everyday situations with the business. And it's easy, and I wouldn't say it's easy, but going home and being with Jamie, who is my spiritual partner, is great. But when I go to work and work with, you know, the employees in the office, that's when I'm challenged more than ever. So, but it's exciting. I'm working through it, and you know, I'm still strong, and you know, going in that direction. So it's fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you discover things, I'd love you to share them. Anytime you discover something that is working at your work, and or something that didn't work, I'd love for you to share it on our calls together, on our time together, but also on the Authentic Power, on the Spiritual Partnership Community Board, because, and I would love for, you know, maybe you'll start a topic about how to create spiritual partnerships at work.
And yeah, I would love to do that,
and yeah.
I'm working towards that, and you know, taking small steps, and there's, you know, a few people in our office that when we got back and kind of started, you know, going through what we went through and the retreat that we went through, and it's funny that there's other people that have experienced this authentic power as well in our office that we would have never known that we're going down that path as well. So you know, that relationship in that sense is growing slowly, but it's out there now, and so it's exciting. Yeah, but yeah, I would love to share, you know, situations and things that I go through on a daily basis on the site, definitely. You know, I just had this feeling you were going to call on me. You hadn't even sent my name yet, and I thought, I know Linda's going to say
you're
Lane.
It's intuitive, Lane. It's because you're intuitive. You're opening to your intuition and able to know things, you know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, And it was a funny feeling.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
yeah, it is. It is. So I'm
yeah.
excited. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm excited about these whole calls once a month. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to stay on the whole time because I've got a meeting this morning. But I wanted to listen as long as I possibly could.
Oh, that's
okay.
great. So when we break up into small groups, what you can do is we'll give you a time when you need to leave the call, you can just press 5 on your handset so that they'll know not to put you in a group, you know,
okay.
so in case you can't stay on the whole time.
Okay.
Or when you need to, just let them know that by pressing 5, and that'll help because then they can move the groups around if they need to. But I'm so glad we were able to talk today.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Thanks for calling my name.
yeah.
Lane, I think I just want to acknowledge you for what you're doing because we also are interested in bringing the energy of spiritual partnership into the domain of commerce. And it doesn't exist
yes.
there yet. And you can't convert anybody if you're trying to change your employees or your friends, then you're pursuing external power. But what you can do is create authentic power yourself when you're interacting
mm-hmm.
with an employee or a partner or a vendor, and you can be aware of the emotional experiences that interaction is creating in you, and use emotional awareness to see whether that has activated a frightened part of your personality or a loving part of your personality. And if it's a frightened
right.
part of your personality, then before you speak, before you act, to reach for the healthiest part of your personality that you can. And as you do that, after a while, just as it is in families, people around you will begin to notice a difference in you. You won't have to say anything. They'll notice it. In this case, you've already given an invitation with your words to people who might also be interested in spiritual partnership. And it's a huge transformation. In general, it doesn't exist in the world of commerce, and it's very difficult for everyone. Employers don't want to lose their privileged position as the boss. Employees are very careful because their livelihood depends upon not upsetting the boss. And it's into that environment that you are introducing humanity, your own, and inviting theirs. And there's no ground rules for it. This is new territory, and we support you entirely.
Yep, I agree, and it's even some of the employees have said to Jamie that since I've gotten back from the retreat that they see a different person in me, and I don't know in what way because we didn't really get into it, but they did see a difference in my whole managing the company and just myself in general and who I am and my moods and all that. So it's you're right. I have created in me, and then they see that. So,
indeed.
All right. Well,
indeed.
please keep us up to date on the forum, and let us let everyone know what's happening because we're not the only ones who are interested in spiritual partnership in commerce, which also means spiritual partnership in your family and your intimate relationship with Jamie.
And you know, I was thinking. Yeah, thank you so much, Lane. It was just beautiful to talk to you today, and I have something I want to tell all of you before you get off the phone. So, but first, I'd like to call on Derek. Derek, how are you? I want to make sure. Let me see, make sure your line is. There we go. Derek, if you could unmute your phone, I'd love to say hi to you today.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, Derek.
Hi, here I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. I'm so glad you're on the call.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, did this call spark anything in you?
Yeah, it did. I have, really, we gained a great deal from having been in the journey, and Terry and I are both practicing it on our own, but kind of having a little bit of a hard time actually doing it together. We're asking each other to be spiritual partner and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Derek, because sometimes, did you have a question particular about that, or would you like me to say something?
I just go ahead, yeah. That's kind of a comment with asking you for your feedback on it.
Yeah, because I think I understand, because one thing I noticed that when Gary and I first started learning how to be spiritual partners together, we didn't have anyone else around us that could, that knew anything about spiritual partnership at all. And I realized after a while that we really needed other people in our life that could be in spiritual partnership with us also, that we could all, you know, that it needed to be more than just me learning about my own self. It needed to be more than just us, one other spiritual partner, because sometimes spiritual partners can get stuck in patterns, and it's not, and it gets to be more of a frightened parts of the personality and power struggles rather than a real spiritual partnership. So in other words, I could say to Gary, I think you're in fear right now, but I could be seeing it from fear myself. So then I'm in a power struggle with him. So I don't know if things like that happen with you and Terry, but I do know that sometimes that does happen. Is that kind of what you're talking about a little bit?
I think our situation is when we need to ask one or another to be a spiritual partner, or to say something like, I think you're in the frightened part of your personality, we're usually in a place where we're less inclined to do the right things because one or the other of us might be upset or feeling embarrassed or something to that effect, and then we don't reach out and do that next step.
Yeah. You know, one thing I would highly recommend is that you get on the message board, the Authentic Power Community message board online, and begin to talk about these things.
The spiritual partnership community.
Yeah, the spiritual partnership community online, because that way you can begin to say this is what happens, and other spiritual partners who have the same thing happen in their relationships will be able to say things to you that might be really supportive to you. But I know, because, you know, what I find, Eric, is that the more activities that you do toward creating authentic power, in other words, coming on these calls, finding people, you can, more people than just one to be in spiritual partnership with. Also, there may be, like, going on the spiritual partnership community board and practicing there, really looking for ways to practice, not just with your partner, but with other people too. And so that you're always on your mind is, how can I be a spiritual partner to someone if they're open? How can I create authentic power all the time? So you just keep that, you know, as the most important thing, because you know when you're creating authentic power, you're creating from love. And you know when your interest is being a spiritual partner, it's an act of love, like we've talked about today. So I just keep encouraging you. Remember, this is a new dynamic. Remember that creating authentic power and being a spiritual partner is brand new.
Right. And Terry does very well, but she does it, you know, within her own mind. And so if she's starts to have, is coming from a frightened part of her personality, she becomes quiet and then goes inside and works it out herself. And I know that's what she's doing. But there's not the two of us together working on it.
Derek, it would be so helpful. It may be so helpful to others when you begin to share these things and these experiences of yours in on the online spiritual partnership community, because there may be others who are experiencing the same thing as you and Terry, but haven't yet really come to be able to articulate it as well as you are, and you could encourage them. That's an interesting word, encourage. It comes from courage, comes from the French word cœur, which means heart. So you are sharing on the community spiritual partnership forum could enhearten others who are.
I will do that. I've shied away from that so far, but I think that would be very valuable.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
indeed.
To everyone. It was good talking with you.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, thank
great
you.
To hear your voice
thank
again.
You very much for calling on me.
Yeah. Well, you know,
unlike the gentleman before, I feared that you would call me rather than thought you would.
Aha. Well, we don't know if fear didn't come up in Lane also, but we know that he had the intuition. So I would love to call on so many more of you, but
if it wasn't joy that came up in Lane.
Yeah.
We don't know what's in one another, but we can begin to interact and to exchange what's happening with us with the intention of growing spiritually.
Exactly. And so this is what I want to do now. I want to say that a couple of things. When I started thinking about this, I thought, well, I think a really great thing that you could be doing for the next month until we go on our next call, which will be October 26th, would be to write down every day, write down your examples of when you create authentic power, when you're in spiritual partnership, and also when you could have been in spiritual partnership. So just keep a journal about that, and then begin to make comments on the spiritual partnership community forum so you can begin to interact with each other and learn things. It really takes an act of courage to do that because, like you said, Derek, it was hard for you you shied away from it. Well, that's really a frightened part that shies away from it because you, in your own heart, would want to do that because you want to learn how to be in spiritual partnership. I can feel the depth of what you want to learn, how you want to be in create authentic power and be in spiritual partnership. And you have so many other people on that forum that would love to do the same. So I would like to encourage you to write down your examples. And also, anytime you want to, send them in to us. You can send them in to us at APLC, Authentic Power Learning Community, APLC, at Seat of the Soul, and let us know what you're discovering, too. We love to hear it. And also see it on the message board in particular. I love looking at the message board and seeing what you're writing.
If you put it on the message board, it has the additional capability of helping others empower themselves. Because we've discovered over the long time that we've been experimenting with authentic power and talking to people about it, that when someone shares, ironically, the more personal their sharing is, the more universal it becomes. If somebody shares in generalities, nobody really gets a lot from it. But when somebody shares personally the way you've been sharing, it has a universal aspect.
That's
and so many people really
heart.
It enters the heart.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
It enheartens people.
So there's another thing I wanted to say. From time to time, we have volunteer projects at the Seat of the Soul Institute, and that will support our institute in being able to support other people in creating authentic power and spiritual partnership. And so if that's something that you'd be interested in doing, certain volunteer projects at every once in a while, I'll give you an idea of one. So in other words, one project that we're kind of working on now is listening to audios or videos of recordings of things that we've done in the past so that we can pick out things that would be particularly good to put on the APLC website and also on the Authentic Power Learning Community website and also the regular website. So that would be an example of some kind of a project that we have. So if you're interested in knowing about these projects when they come up, then send an email to aplc@seatofthesoul.com, or you can send it to Jordan if you don't remember that, and let us know that you're interested in being involved in projects at some time. Let us know when you can do it and maybe how much time per week you have available. So when a project comes up or if there's one that seems perfect for you now, we'll let you know about it. But we just would love to hear from you about that. And also a reminder that I said it's Saturday, October 26th is our next call. And right now what we're going to do is put you into...
Well, by the way,
before
we go into groups, I just want to give you an example of how much your volunteering can affect the Authentic Power Learning Community. All of the videos that are on the Authentic Power Learning Community now, including those that we posted, that we put up just a very short while ago, I think you got an email on it, and that we will put up every 2 weeks, all of those have been reviewed by volunteers.
Yes,
and processed
a wonderful team.
And tagged and made available to people coming to the APLC like you to click on a category and bring up that video or whatever it is that is being reviewed and whatever it is in the database. That's the kind of volunteer project that Linda's talking about, and it really does make a big difference.
And so now we're going to be, we've put everybody into groups, and remember to have your Authentic Power Guidelines with you to practice with each other when you're in your small group. And so we put everyone into groups of three or four, and you're actually in those now, but you're on mute. So because I'd like to say a couple of things before we start in the groups. So if you are not going to be on this part of the call, please let us know, because you won't be put into a group. So if you've clicked 5 on your phone, my assumption is that means that you are not going to be, you don't want to be in a group. Is that, I think that's accurate. So, or it may mean that you're not going to be on the whole call. I'm not really sure what that means. So if you are going to be on the call for a while and you click 5 on your thing, but you do want to be in a group, go ahead and click 4, press 4 on your message, so on your phone, so we know that you do want to be on the call for a while. But if you need to be off the call now, then that's fine too. So I think we know who needs to be off the calls then. Okay, so we'll rearrange the groups accordingly. But I'm going to go ahead and start with the groups right now, just so we can do that. So what I would like you to do in this group is just take a moment. If you can, you can close your eyes, but I want you to just kind of be there with your group. In fact, let's open up the microphone so you can talk to the people in your group and say your name, and if you're going to go first, second, or third, so we have, when we do our process, we can do that. So go ahead right now, and let's open up the microphones. Go ahead and speak to each other. I'm going to ring the chime. Okay. Go ahead. We'll give you about a minute to speak to each other and introduce yourselves right now. Okay, everyone. So now what I'd like to do is just take a few moments. So I'm going to, Gary and I want to say a few things before we leave, and also offer it an opportunity for all of you to share in the main group. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for a moment. Okay, so what we want to do is offer you the opportunity now that you've spoken in your small group. You're going to continue. You can continue speaking in your small group after we leave the call. But if there's anything anyone wants to share right now in the whole group and to Gary and I, please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad, and we'll call on you, because maybe some insight came because of the sharing that you did or because of something someone said, and you'd like to share it with us and with the whole group. So if that's true, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we have just a couple of moments to talk about a few things. And if there isn't anything that you want to share, I'm thinking there was someone that was several people that wanted to that had raised their hand last time, beloved. I think you said to me Will had raised his hand.
Here's Susie.
Okay, let's call on Will first. If we have time. Will, I'm going to unmute your mic. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Hi. I think you had your hand up, and we didn't have time to call on you before. Is that true?
I did share last time. I did have an opportunity to share with the big group on the last call.
Oh no, I meant this call. I meant this call.
Oh, this call. I don't remember raising my hand, but maybe I should have.
Oh, well, do you have anything quick to say?
Just that I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to practice some spiritual partnerships in my life, and that I think for me the biggest one is practicing it with myself and the different parts of myself, which I guess is just another way of saying creating authentic power in my own life. But, yeah.
Oh. Wonderful. That's wonderful. Good. Good. Well, it's great to hear your voice again. And
thank you.
Yeah, really great. And I think we have time for one more person. So, Will, thank you, and have a great month, and we'll look forward to seeing you on hearing you again on October 26th. And let's call on Jen. Jen, hello. Jen, let me make sure. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's good to be on the call. I had the experience just now of losing the call. I was in a group with Will and Catherine and Sula, and I was getting ready to share, and all of a sudden I started hearing Tchaikovsky music in Swan Lake. I don't know how I had. I was trying to adjust the volume on a headset, and I guess I hung up. So I got to experience what came up, and I was able to notice that I was feeling kind of panicky, and I just took some deep breaths and dialed back in, and then I ended up in another group. So just as the exercise ended, I was able to speak to somebody and say, I'm in your group, I don't know who I'm with, and I just wanted to mention that that happened and also say that what I learned about myself from today's call came from your sharing about the person who came to your home and forgot the hard drive, and when you described his experience of frightened parts coming up, it resonated so deeply with experiences I've had, so I really appreciated the connection between that story and noticing choices I've made on an unconscious level, and I can be more conscious about that now when it comes up. So thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Jen. I see we still have some static on our line, but thank you for sharing. I really appreciate that. And I want to say that Gary and I are going to be leaving the group now, and you can stay in your groups as long as you want to. We suggest you continue to share more about your experiences since the journey or on this call and using the Authentic Power Guidelines. So just whatever it comes to you to share that you can go deepen your relationship with each other, please do that now. And also, we look forward to being with you on the 26th and hearing what you have to say on the community, the Spiritual Partnership Community Board. So enjoy yourselves, and we're going to be leaving the call now, and we'll open the microphones up, and I'll just ring the bell when the microphones are opened up, and you can begin speaking again with your group.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
And have a deep and rich time with your group.
Indeed. Bye-bye now.